Welcome back. You're listening to This Week. A group representing hospital consultants has called for a review of spinal surgeries to be broadened and to be independent. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association says justifiable concerns have been raised regarding both the terms of reference and who the review is ultimately reporting to. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said yesterday that the review would be independent and would be comprehensive. Well, Professor Rob Landers is president of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, which had its annual conference this weekend, and he's in our Waterford studio. Good afternoon, Professor Landers. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
What are your concerns around the spinal surgeries review as it has been set up right now?
I think as it has been set up right now, the system is lacking confidence in it. And what I mean by that is that the patients need confidence in it, the parents of those patients need confidence in it, the staff at CHI need the confidence in the review, and the wider hospital community across the country, including the consultants, all need to have confidence in the review. And what we've heard and what we've seen so far, we're lacking a little bit of confidence in it. We really want this review to be systemic in nature. It must go beyond the actions or the performance of an individual consultant. It must look at CHI as a whole. It must look at the HSE as a whole and how they commission spinal surgeries, how they run spinal surgeries at CHI, etc.
Are you reassured by the Taoiseach's comments in which he said the review would be independent and would be comprehensive?
Yes, we're beginning to get some reassurance, I think, from the Taoiseach. But we would like to see the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health really take more ownership of this review, get to grips with the detail and start and give that reassurance to the families, to the hospital, and indeed to the wider hospital community and to the consultants right across the country, that this will be truly independent, that the review will have access to all the data it needs to access, and that it will examine CHI and it will examine the role of the HSE in the whole spinal surgery setup in Ireland.
All right. At your conference this weekend, you're also raising concerns about unfilled consultant posts. How many consultant posts are unfilled at the moment?
There's over 900 consultant posts at the moment unfilled right across the country in a broad range of specialties and in a broad range of geographic areas.
And the government and the HSE, they repeatedly tell us that filling these posts is not a funding issue. It's not that the money isn't there. Are they right?
They are right. Those posts, but the very fact that they're unfilled means that the funding is there. We can't recruit consultants and we're increasingly having difficulty retaining consultants. So the Irish hospital system at the moment is a very difficult place to work. It's a chronically underfunded, under-resourced and centralised governance system, which really makes it difficult for consultants to work. And that's why we're having difficulty filling these posts.
And we're heading into the winter now with COVID and the flu season on the way. What is your expectation about how equipped the hospital system, the health service is to handle demand this winter?
There's no doubt whatsoever the hospitals will be under severe pressure, severe strain this winter. We've seen it every winter for the last decade. So this winter is going to be no different. Now, we're aware that the HSE are talking to the private hospital sector and looking to purchase some hospital beds there so that it will take some of the pressure off the acute hospital system. But it just goes to underpin what we've been saying for a long time. We do not have enough hospital beds in this country and we do not have enough hospital consultants to staff those beds.
Are you concerned about the impact of budget overruns in the HSE? There's a suggestion in the Business Post today that that the overrun in the Department of Health will derail the extension of opening hours at the second cath lab in your own area there in County Waterford. But what's your response to that?
Of course, we're concerned. I represent consultants right across the country, not just in Waterford. And when we hear of these massive budget overruns in the HSE, it's a source of huge concern because right across the country, again, the gap between the system we want and the system we have is widening. So we're afraid that if there's budgetary overruns and there's cutbacks there, that we lose funding for capital projects, for equipment, for theatre time, for ICU beds, right throughout the hospital system. So we don't want to see any budgetary cutback in health. What we need to do is actually spend more and spend it better.
All right. Professor Rob Landers, President of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, thank you for talking to us from our Waterford studio today.